views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition on the Higher Self Network. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. My guest today is Mark Kettenbach, who has been on the show several times. Mark and I have been working together for over 5 years now and have founded the Energetic Upgrade Seminars. Mark is a martial artist with 32 years experience. He's also a UN Method practitioner, NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer, and also co-founder of N2H, Nice to Have, and Boosting Intentions Format. He is the co-author of the book Boosting Intentions, and Mark considers himself a new age shaman. His seminars and coaching sessions remind people of stand-up comedy. He likes the idea of having fun while learning, and Mark has a unique way of teaching people the ideas of reality steering. He wants each and every one of us to find our passions in life. His claim is, we do voodoo. I met Mark almost 5 years ago, as I said, in Philadelphia at a seminar, and we both have been working with each other ever since to find faster and better ways to shift energy. Mark, are you here?
Hi, Colette. Yes,
hi.
I am.
Good morning.
Nice to be on your show. Good morning. Nice to be on your show again, and nice to be here in Canada, actually, as well.
Yes, Mark and I, Mark arrived from Germany last week, and we've been in Kelowna. He's been in Kelowna here, and we're off to Vancouver this morning after the radio show.
Yeah, we'll do a live demonstration tonight in Vancouver, right?
Yes. Yeah, and then again tomorrow night.
And then
we have our seminar this weekend, Friday, and this is really exciting because Mark is going to be sharing for the first time in Canada, Boosting Intentions format, and that is a program that he's put together to accelerate any energetic shifting from any modality pretty much in the world, right, Mark?
That is true. That is true. Mm-hmm. The great thing Uli and I invented here, the intention boosting or boosting intentions, is that you, like, what doesn't matter whatever your energetic work is, you can enhance the power of it right away. And you do not have to change what you do. A lot of times people learn something new and they have to give up what they used to do and all that. You don't have that to do that with boosting intentions. You just gonna enhance whatever your energetic work is. You can even enhance stuff in your daily life, in your daily doings, where you're gonna did something and you want it to be very, very successful or very, very strong, so you can boost it up. And we'll show people how to do that on Friday.
Yeah, and we're not just gonna show them, we're also going to do it for them, right?
Yeah, well, we'll boost stuff for them, plus we'll group up so that they really are there to experience it, so to speak, to put it into practice. And then once they go there, they have a brief understanding of it and they can use it in their life. It's a very easy tool. It's not complicated at all. And of course, once you do it a while, you can add some stuff in there. But for now, this is going to be really, really solid. And plus, we also have out the book in English as well. It's on Kindle, Amazon. I don't have the numbers here, but it's got to be $10 or something. So that's an investment everybody who likes it can take and can even read more about it.
Yeah, and today, just so anyone listening in, Mark and I are taking calls, and we will be happy to clear energy for you if you want to call in. Our seminar in Vancouver is called Relationship Rescue. Relationships, people mostly think when they think about relationship as like between significant others or, you know, relationships with your children or any of that. You know, with different people, but we also, a lot of people don't recognize that many of the relationships we have are just a mirror of what we're projecting out to other people. And so that's what we've been really focusing on, is explaining to people that you can actually, whatever you're projecting, that it could be very strong, you could actually be irresistible. So if anyone has any issues around that, call in 1-800-930-2819. And I just want to explain also that sometimes we actually have different body parts in our body that are having like separation or divorce from each other. So we can also shift a lot of physical weaknesses that people have and change those very quickly just by reconnecting different body parts with the central nervous system, because, you know, we operate on a level somewhat like a binary computer. And if you considered yourself a binary computer, the hard drive of that computer would be your spine. And if you it's really important, you know, if your computer runs out of power, it doesn't work anymore. So you want to plug into your energy source, which is your heart. And then use what I call HSN, the higher self network. That's kind of like MSN, only on a higher level, where you can have communication with the entire universe and with everyone on the planet and actually throughout the universe. And that's what makes it possible for people to do remote healing. And so I was just going to give the number out again if you would like to have any energy shifted, 1-800-930-2819. So Mark, tell us about what your experience is, about relationships and what we were just sort of glossing over here quickly.
Well, I guess the Relationship Rescue Seminar will be very, 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 very good for like a lot of people. I can't think of any other field where it's so important to be strong at. Because as we said, like, life boils down to how do you interact with people, more or less, or with other beings, or with yourself, first and most of all, or even with things. How do you treat your car, so to speak? How do you treat other people's property and all that? So this is all about how do you interact? What kind of person are you? And we're going to help people to get to their full potential and to get rid of stuff that weakens them, which most of the time is not even from themselves. They might got this energies or this quality of not liking this or that from their parents, from other lifetime, maybe from multiple personalities. We'll check all that. And I'm definitely sure, I'm crystal clear actually about that. Once people gonna be leaving on Sunday, we'll have them there for 2 days, Saturday, Sunday, where we correct them individually, do group corrections, teach them how to steer reality, of course, teach them how they can do corrections for themselves and others. So that's a big benefit. And I'm really, really looking forward to doing this here in Vancouver. I used to be in Vancouver, like that's way back in 2005. And I think when I was living in San Francisco for a while, I went to Vancouver as well. But that's about it. So I'm kind of very excited to come back there because it's a beautiful city. At least in my mind, I had it as a beautiful city. I
know that it is. Yeah, it is absolutely beautiful. And the scenery is incredible anytime you're driving into or flying into Vancouver.
That's nice. That is true.
And so, you know, what I wanted to talk about too is that, when we're shifting.
We have to go on break soon, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty quick here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Mark Kettenbach. When we return, we will share more ways to shift energy and make some more shift happen.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. Before we continue, Mark, do you want to just share your contact information with the listeners here?
Of course. I always love to share my contact information. So just take my name.com. It's Mark, M-A-R-C, Kettenbach, K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H.com. If you can't remember that because it's a weird-ass name, I can understand. Then you go for energeticupgrade.com. You'll find Colette and myself on that website.
Cool.
And we're also both on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Mark Kettenbach Coaching is on Facebook as well as I Am the Person. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and people can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, energeticupgrade.com, and also on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social media. And that is Colette, or The Truth is Funny with Colette. And Mark, let's talk a little bit more about shifting energy, how that happens, what, you know, how it's possible, and, you know, what it is that we're actually doing. So many times people think, oh, well, it seems too simple. It seems too easy. Do you want to talk about that a bit?
Oh, sure. Sure. Why not? Well, most people, first and foremost, believe what they see. That's the whole problem that everybody says, well, I got to see it until I believe it. And like you said, it's interesting, out of the whole light spectrum there is, we only as humans see 4%. 4%, that's not that much. And out of those 4%, we have 10% in our conscious mind, so to speak, as a reference. That means what we, out of those 4%, get into our mind, what we refer to, depends on what kind of beliefs we have, what we think about the world, what our parents and so forth were thinking, and what we adopted from them. So we're not really seeing the world like it is. So if we could, then we would way more understand that everything is energy in a way. Everything, there's not a solid thing on the planet. And actually, every energy is consciousness. So consciousness expresses itself in forms of matter in different types of. So every thought we have is a lot of energy, is a lot of matter, so to speak. When people have a symptom, meaning something they don't like, might it be physical, or might it be just that something bugs them, you can track down where that comes from and find the energetic weakness, we call that, like see where the problem really is at. And with putting a thought onto your heart transmitter, you can get a very strong signal in order to change that. Just like a switch, you go from on to off or from off to on, depends on what way it needs to be shifted. And therefore, you will then realize that your symptoms kind of go away. So most of the times, it's an instant thing. You find it, you delete it, and you strengthen the person, boom, and it's different.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, I had Deborah Rosman on from the Heart Mind Institute, and they've done a lot of study on the heart itself and the electromagnetic field that it puts out. And you combine that with the strength of the central nervous system, and mm-hmm. you combine that together, and it's super powerful. Because
We'll have a very, very interesting thing for all the people who've done some energy shifting before, or know the two of us from the past, that the way we used to correct was just like having a thought on somebody's spine and all that. But now we're combining that with other, with like, you have to understand your heart has a 5,000 times stronger magnetic field than your brain does. So if you transmit whatever you want through your heart chakra, you get way better results, isn't that right?
Oh yeah, and the thing is, it's important to follow your heart.
Yeah.
Because the thing is many of us, I call it the false obligations in life. False obligations are kind of like your career, and, you know, searching for your purpose and being in this place where you're following the crowd instead of being your own unique self. You know, our culture and our religious experiences and our educational experiences are vast, and if you consider that over many, many lifetimes, anything that's happened in any lifetime, if people who are listening in don't believe in past lifetimes, it doesn't really matter, because there's enough people on the planet that do, and it does have an effect on each and every one of us. And this is important to acknowledge, because many, many times, you know, we are working towards something that perhaps isn't really what we really want, but more what people feel that we should be doing, and or that we are supposed to do. And many times when I work with clients, they'll say, well, I'm supposed to do this, or I'm supposed to do that. And, you know, when you really get in touch with the beauty of the entire planet and everything on it, and actually the entire universe, this is a beautiful gift for us to be here at this time. And a lot of people, you know, spend a lot of time traveling back and forth to work, and, you know, you've got children, and you've got obligations at work and mortgages and, you know, all of that. And this is the the problem is a lot of times we could have like a relationship with money, or we could have a relationship with finances, which is a little bit different from money. Money is actually when you energetically are shifting energy, money is more like the handling of money, like touching money and taste, you know, even tasting money, actually. When we're little, a lot of times, if you've ever put, you know, coins in your mouth and had your parents ever say, you know, spit that out, that's dirty.
Yeah, right.
When you're
so the anger, the first not good belief to the little child, right?
Yeah, so let's correct that right now, because it's coming up here.
Let's take everybody who listens in. And make them like, Oli have a lot of beliefs around money, Oli.
Yeah, it's really coming up strong right now.
I got way more than 100,000 different limiting beliefs on money, like on cash itself.
Handling cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, and coin.
Also, a lot of people have a big deal. And I can tell this to everybody. If you want to get rich, one of the steps to get there, because being rich or having a lot of money is all about holding a certain frequency. If you can hold that frequency, money will stick with you. So first and foremost, you wanna pack a lot of cash in your pockets. I used to walk around with 5,000 or more euros in my jeans. Just like it would be nothing, like it would be very cool. Because most people, they get like, if they have like 10, 500 or 1,000 bucks in their jeans, they're all like, oh God, I'm gonna lose it. Oh God, I'm gonna steal it, oh, blah, 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 right? So they don't have the feeling that's natural to have it. So that's a very easy thing you can do. Just carry a lot of cash with you and be starting to feel that you can carry that. You're not gonna lose it. It stays with you. No one gonna takes it away. It's all good. That's a very easy tool where you can get really fast into this feeling of, oh, I have a lot of money.
And I'm also picking up a weakness here. Oh, I'm just going to mention, if people want to be individually shifted, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. Also, what I was picking up is even the smell of money, which sounds funny, but, you know, if bills have been handled a lot...
Yeah,
so we want to strengthen everybody to that, because your sense of smell actually comes from your base chakra, and your base chakra is more about your survival issues. And so I'm getting that a lot of this is actually coming in from ancestors, because in the old days, money was actually made from gold.
Yeah.
Like there had to be, you know, and these days it's more like people are using credit cards and debit cards and, computers, and it doesn't feel as real money.
But you got to also understand, back in the days, they were biting on the gold coins to see if they're really gold coins or if they're fake and stuff. And then you smell it also. Today, by the way, you get similar smells to dirty money at your dentist. Have you ever noticed that? They use some stuff to disinfect it, and it smells very, very common. I just had that discussion because my dentist is into energy work as well. And we're sitting there, and he was doing something. And I was like, this smells like dirty money. He's like, oh, yeah, that's funny, because he thought so too. And that's kind of – that's a trigger where it comes up too, because no one like on this planet, as I know, has a good link – with going to the dentist with anything. So this should be separated from your money thinking.
Okay, let's separate that on the break.
Yeah, right.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life for better. We'll make some more shift happen when we get, we'll be right back.
We've already said
hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
When you drive over the bridge into Ponkatuck or right before you enter Westerly, take a look down Cogswell Street. Capizano Olive Oils and Vinegars is now open. Owners Steve and Suzanne Capizano want to enlighten your taste buds and educate you. Enjoy Tuesdays with crusty bread, extra virgin olive oils, and aged balsamic vinegars. Wednesdays, it's samplings of fine loose leaf teas. Fridays, three olive oil choices paired with our balsamic vinegars. Sample and learn new and exciting flavors for dipping, salads, and cooking. Sundays, revel, outstanding pasta samplings, and olive oil tastings with grated cheese. While you're there, you'll learn about the art and science of creating extra virgin olive oils. Who knew oil and vinegar could be so delicious and exciting? It's like sipping a fine wine. Come and experience Capizano Olive Oils and Vinegars next to Bogues Alley and Bess Eaton in downtown Pawcatuck, Connecticut. There's a huge get-together with the family this weekend. Next Wednesday is your boss's 25th anniversary. In 2 weeks, you're hosting that big business meeting. A quick run to an ordinary package store is out of the question. Cove Ledge Wine and Spirits is a step above the rest. Owners Tim and Maggie Santos offer their expertise in helping you find the best craft beer, fine wines, small batch bourbons, and single malt scotches. You'll find Jack's Abbey, Green Flash, Six Point, and more. Cove Ledge Wine and Spirits, Route 1 on the way to Stonington Borough.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
We've already said
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here from Germany with me today, and he actually is here with me today in Canada because we're off to our Energetic Upgrade Seminar Relationship Rescue in Vancouver. And I just want to mention again that you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. Mark and I were just talking about clearing energy around money, and dentist came up, so that feels stronger now, doesn't it, Mark?
Oh, yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now we have a caller who's called in. And I just want to say that how appreciative I am of Dr. Pat. I was just on her radio show yesterday while you were on with me. And and all of her good work that she does with Transformation Talk Radio. It's I feel very passionate about sharing this information with people. You know, you and I just had that really incredible experience a few days ago. And, you know, we're working on stepping into the universe, and it was so powerful. And I love to have callers call in so that we can share with people how simple and easy it really is to shift into a better way of being. And so we have Yulia from Vermont on the line, and we're just going to take your call. Are you there, Yulia? Hello?
Hi, Yulia. Always a little bit. Wait.
Whoops, Yulia, somehow we missed the first part of your sentence. Can you please just repeat yourself?
Oh, I just said hello, first of all.
Hello.
Hello.
A question that may be kind of late a little bit, because it's when my son was little, we were talking about coins being dirty and everything. I was actually washing a few coins for him to take in the mouth and have it in his mouth. And hopefully he has less issues with money than his parents are having.
Okay, so first and foremost, let's take the hope out of it. So yeah. What inspired you to do that?
First of all, I thought that it was a great experience for a kid to taste anything that he wanted to put in his mouth. And when he was interested, I would just watch them and give it to him.
Oh, that's so cool. You're a very open-minded mom. And we want to, you were mentioning, though, that you feel that you have some limiting beliefs around money. So what are those, first and foremost, let's get a baseline from you. I like to get a baseline so we can kind of feel where people are at. And you use the word hopefully, and so we want to just remove that word. You're not going to hope. You're not going to wish. Mark, can you just share with her the difference between wishing and intention?
Oh, of course. Think about it, Julia. Anything you ever wished for has one thing in common, doesn't matter what it is, that you don't have it. So
right.
on a, that's why you wish it.
That's on a paradox.
On a subconscious level, energetically, wishing always meaning I have a lack of something. According to the law of resonance, how the universe kind of function is, you think about it as a mirror. The universe will mirror back to you what you send out there as a frequency, or you will go in resonance with what you were sending out there. So if you wish for having a new car, the only thing that the universe can mirror back to you is the lack of having a car. So you'll have more incidents in your life where you can wish you had a car. That meaning the bus runs away right in front of you, your nose, you didn't catch it, or something falls off your bike because you couldn't, it's too big to carry it with the bike. So all these incidents then will occur in your life, so you can wish more for having a car, for example. So the difference between wishing and an intention is that you declarate your thought. You say, I want this in my life, with the feeling of that you can steer reality, that you're, so to speak, the God for your in your world, and you just choose that. And it's ought to come, like it will come up, like you have this happiness or maybe this good feelings about Christmas. You don't doubt that Christmas is going to show up. You know it's going to come on the 24th and plus some days, and you just, it's just a matter of time until it gets there. So an intention is a crystal clear thought of what you want, not what you wish, what you're going to get. Very, it's energetically very different.
Yeah, and while Mark was talking, I was just clearing you. Many of our money issues come from our ancestors, from their need to struggle and survive. So we're just going to, I was just clearing some of that for you. And I'm getting that you've already established, because for your son, that you already established that you want better for him. So we're going to strengthen that, more ease and effortlessness. And I'm getting it's actually the weakness for you is also coming in from unborn descendants. So any children that your son will have are, is coming up, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and it's actually going seven generations into the future, your concerns in that way. So I just want to check in with you. How are you feeling about that now?
That's why I'm calling, actually, too, because I would like it to be clear that my parents were struggling, and there was always lack of money and situations when they kept borrowing and never had enough from one paycheck to another paycheck. And I'm at the point when, at this moment, I don't have steady income, and I would love to have it. And
So what are you, on a scale from 0 to 10, where are your concerns still? 10 would be
would
the
say,
most, and 0 would be don't have any concerns. You kind of like feel that something's going to come up.
I would say 8.
8. I would say perception then.
Yes. See, it's like you're holding on to these limiting beliefs, because I'm getting that energetically it's much different.
Way different, yeah.
Yeah. Good. It's already shifting, is
so
what
I'm
saying.
So how about now?
5.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how the question in your voice is going?
Yeah, right. That's good. Yeah. So I get her a time thing, and also her thinking is way in her way. Like, you want to grab. See, in reality steering, it's very important that you just have your goal in your head. You know what you want. Don't think about the path. How do you get there? Because that's your mind, and your mind will say, well, if you want more money, you got to work harder. Then you say to yourself, well, I already work hard. The day has only 24 hours, blah, 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 blah. But that's not true at all. Because if you just keep what you want in your head and you support that with energy, then the world will take care of that. They'll find a way. How do you get more money without you having to know how this is going to be going, okay? It could be that you got to go around the corner and meet somebody at a, I don't know, organic fruit store where you get your smoothie, and this you get to talk with the person, and then you realize, oh, he's looking for somebody who does this new project, and all of a sudden you get 10 times the money you did before because blah, 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 okay? So I'm just making something up to make it clear to you how stuff then works. So I'll make you strong to pathways you don't know about. That triggers the unknown with you. You're not really, then it comes your ancestors in. Unknown is always bad. Let's get this out of there. Make you neutral and strong. So how about now? Plus, we got another caller in the line, Colin.
I would say three, and another concern came up with how to recognize the opportunities when how to make the right move.
Okay. That's like about trusting yourself.
Yes. Yeah. In the universe.
There's a big That's a big like that comes actually. Are you married?
No, I'm in the middle of divorce right now.
Okay. Mm,
there we go.
That comes from your ex-husband, so to speak. This lack of trust in yourself. So let's take this out of there, make you strong to yourself, not to, that also mirrors your dad. That's the guy, one who made the decision in your family. So you got to listen to some other person and it'll make you strong to not listen in, to listen in also. Okay. How about, what are you getting, Colette?
Yeah, I already get, the shift is happening. What I'd like to do, we have another caller, Julia from Canada on the line. I would just like to connect with her before we go to break here really quickly. So thank you for calling in, Julia. I can feel you're shifting down. It's you know, it's gone down from an 8 to 3 in your perception. We just keep on through the break.
Anyways.
Yeah, I got a 0
thank
too.
You.
Oh, okay, you're very welcome. If we can just connect really quickly here with Julia.
From Canada?
Yes. Julia, are
Hello,
you there?
Colette. Hi.
Here. Hi. Julia, we only have about a minute before we're going to break. So if you can just tell us, like, in a quick sentence what's bothering you, Mark and I will work on it through the break, and then we'll reconnect with you after the break.
Okay. I've been trying to get on to doing my sort of, I have these creative projects kind of on the table, and I keep collapsing or avoiding them. So
okay, so we're going to work on that while we're...
From 0 to 10, where do you have it? Like,
sorry?
10 meaning you're avoiding it the most, 0, you're going to start doing it.
Say that again?
Julie.
What am I avoiding the most?
I said 10 meaning you're avoiding it still, 0 meaning you're go and do it. So where are you at right now?
How about an 8?
An 8?
Okay, so this is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth is Funny, and we are going to take a quick break here ourselves, and we will work on you, Julia, through the break and make some more shift happen for you and other people listening in.
Sophie, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. At MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Heliosophy, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Mark Kettenbach, and we've been joining forces to clear energy for people who have been calling in and also for people who are listening later. And we just had Julie, not Julia. I apologize, Julie, on the line. Mark and I have been shifting energy for you throughout the break here. We just would like to reconnect with you here and see how you feel now.
It's funny, I feel good. I think clearer, and there's that kind of quakiness that I'm feeling, like of nerves.
Okay, so what you want to do is just strengthen yourself to, we have many meridians that run through our body, and a lot of different ways of shifting energy through the body. And some of the main ones are in the palms of our hands and in the soles of our feet, through our bladder, through our colon. So we're just going to strengthen that you could release any nervous energy. That's what you're feeling right now is really common when people are energetically shifting. It's kind of like the atoms in your cells become alive and they start clearing. And it's because when we energetically shift like this, what happens is we're doing it all the way down to the quantum level, to the tiniest particles in the atoms of your cells. And so that's where our cells pick up, like have antenna on the cellular membrane that pick up a lot of information from our environment. And we were actually picking up energy from your grandmother down on your mother's side, going down that line. And so we were clearing all of that. And there was a lot of other energetic shifts we did. So we just want to get a baseline now for where you're at. What number are you at?
Like three pops in my head.
Okay, good. That's a really nice shift. I'm also getting that it's a little bit more like, okay, it's moving right now. So we're just going to strengthen that a little bit more. Mark, is there anything else that you would like to add for Julie?
Yeah, she has like a weakness to what we have in our set. Well, it's called Dirty D's, like these are stuff that are put into people's heads by different organizations about denial and disruption and all that kind of stuff. So there's a weakness around that. And it also leads to a wrong self-perception. I want to strengthen her to that. And also to this kind of lack of having it at ease in her life that she used to have. Is that something, Julie, you can connect with, that you are thinking sometimes of a time in your life?
Can you say that again?
And now it's harder for you to do? I didn't hear it, sorry.
Julie?
Things are harder for me to do, for sure. Hello?
Okay, we heard you for sure.
Okay, let's reconnect you to that space and time and make you strong to being the same, like not the same than that back then, but to having the same ease, not letting the ease taken away from you, make you strong to having it, not having it, letting it go, to regaining it.
Good.
Okay, how about now?
Yeah, calmer. Definitely
good.
Calmer. Yeah.
Good.
I've been going through a lot of regret over gifts that I haven't put forth or have projects I never completed, especially in school. So there's been a lot of
That's
going
interesting
back and
because
forth.
We had foremost of all a weakness in completing stuff, in ending a project. That leads to the weakness not starting it, because once you start it, you need the ends coming up. So that was funny.
Yeah.
That was the first weakness we picked up.
And you don't like endings, especially abrupt ones.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I hate them. I think I kind of claim like tooth and claw.
I was strengthening you to go back to your innocence, not having to feel, that you are naive. Okay, so we just let that go. We do have one more caller on the line, and we're really, really short of time here. So we're going to let you go, and I'm just going to get in touch here with Karina from Wyoming.
So,
and yeah.
Julie, you're from Canada, so if you're even close by Vancouver, drop by tonight. We'll have a demo tomorrow. Happy to see you there. And, of course, at the seminar if you want to.
Yeah, it's energy. You can find information about that at energeticupgrade.com.
There you go. Now, this is Karina, right, from Wyoming?
Yes. Hi, Karina. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. We're a little short of time, so you're going to have to just be very clear what it is you would like from us.
Well, I was from a little bit in and out of the money situation, but I think I would have been getting shifted along the way. The only thing that pops up now is the fact that we have two homes that we're making payments on, and one of them we've had on the market for 8 years or 8 months, and would like to, that I think it would make me feel more comfortable, I think, if we could get it sold.
Okay, you want to sell a house, right?
Yeah, they want to sell a house.
Okay,
yeah.
From 0 to 10, where is it at? 0, you know you're going to be selling it. 10 is, oh my God, I can't sell it.
Probably around an 8, because I feel like we're stuck with it.
Sorry to cut you off, but we want to correct a lot about it. Colette, what's the first thing you picking up? The first thing I pick up is getting letting go of parents, of stuff from the past.
And the vastness.
To the house.
She's in Wyoming. I'm just getting the vastness. It's just so big. So everything is so big.
Okay.
So we just take all of this down, like the whole idea of selling and everything you have to do to do it. We just strengthen you to it, get you strong to it. I'm actually getting it down. So we just strengthen that down to 4 and then down to a 2. It's kind of like the 8 bothers you. So taking the 8 down to 4 and then down to 2 and then down to 0 and just allowing the right buyer to show up. And this is part of what we were talking about with relationships is strengthening yourself to the perfect person that would purchase that property, that you wouldn't be like dumping something on them, that it would be absolutely perfect for them is what's coming up. So we just strengthen that from, it's coming up more spiritual experiences than even from this lifetime is what I'm picking up. So we just let that all go. And I
also
just
got
Oh, go ahead, Mark.
I also got a week for selling stuff, for not having it around anymore, for letting go of it in some ways, and also for being worth that somebody pays her money for something she possesses. So that, like, if she possesses something, it's not of value to other people. So let's get rid of all these beliefs.
All right, Karina, we're running out of time here. Can we just get a quick number from you? Some feedback?
I would say 3.
Good. Okay.
Good.
So that's awesome. We're moving into it. And so we're just going to strengthen that a little bit more. If anyone who's called in would like to connect with me, you can reach me at info@thetruthisfunny@gmail.com. And as I said, you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, energeticupgrade.com, and also The Truth is Funny with Colette on Facebook and on Twitter. And Mark, we have about a minute left here. Do you want to share any last words of advice?
We have tonight and tomorrow 3 demos in Vancouver. Then there's the Relationship Rescue Seminar in Vancouver. We'll have the same topic in Birmingham, October 3rd until October 5th. It includes a demo plus the 26th to the 28th in Germany, Energetic Facelift. .com. You get all the information what's going on there, and I hope to see some of you guys soon in person.
That would be fun. We always have fun when we're connecting with people in person and also on the radio waves.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you very much, everyone. This is
Colette. Thank you for having me, Colette.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Mark, for being on. And this is Colette, Marie Steffen, and I will talk to you next week. We'll have Sharan Sirdar on the show speaking. She's an epigeneticist speaking about the scientific aspect of this. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
When you drive over the bridge into Pawcatuck or right before you enter Westerly, take a look down Cogswell Street. Capizano Olive Oils and Vinegars is now open. Owners Steve and Suzanne Capizano want to enlighten your taste buds and educate you. Enjoy Tuesdays with crusty bread, extra virgin olive oils, and aged balsamic vinegars. Wednesdays, it's samplings of fine loose leaf teas. Fridays, three olive oil choices paired with our balsamic vinegars. Sample and learn new and exciting flavors for dipping, salads, and cooking. Sundays, revel, outstanding pasta samplings, and olive oil tastings with grated cheese. While you're there, you'll learn about the art and science of creating extra virgin olive oils. Who knew oil and vinegar could be so delicious and exciting? It's like sipping a fine wine. Come and experience Capizano Olive Oils and Vinegars next to Bogues Alley and Bess Eaton in downtown Pawcatuck, Connecticut. There's a huge get-together with the family this weekend. Next Wednesday is your boss's 25th anniversary. In 2 weeks, you're hosting that big business meeting. A quick run to an ordinary package store is out of the question. Cove Ledge Wine and Spirits is a step above the rest. Owners Tim and Maggie Santos offer their expertise in helping you find the best craft beer, fine wines, small batch bourbons, and single malt scotches. You'll find Jack's Abbey, Green Flash, Six Point, and more. Cove Ledge Wine and Spirits, Route 1 on the way to Stonington Borough.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's BrendaThyne.com.